At something like 5 years old, Ben Sargent was demanding shrimp for breakfast. For every breakfast. And he stood a fair chance of getting it since he did grow up on the New England coast in a family where seafood was a way of life. Well, eventually that heritage led to a popular seafood restaurant in Brooklyn. And then an odd turn of events made him the lobster roll king of New York's underground food movement. In Ben Sargent's case, the underground was literal. Well, now he's written a cookbook, The Catch. Ben, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you had a real restaurant, and essentially, you kind of walked away from that and ended up in a basement. And I'd like to, if you could tell us what in heaven's name that was about.
Sure. When I moved to Williamsburg, it was not as nice as it is now. And I had this idea that I wanted to sell surfboards and my grandfather's chowders and have essentially a very fishy menu.
Right.
Which is not a problem nowadays. Back then, it was, you know, it's expensive to make chowders, and people weren't ready to pay that price, nor were they ready for lobster rolls. So I, ultimately, after doing two restaurants, came back to just doing it out of my apartment. I was so frustrated with the lobster rolls that were being, you know, talked about in New York City. They were just wrong. They were too fancy. And so I started making them in my basement apartment, and word got out, and suddenly I had all these lobster craving fanatics who I only knew through way of, because it was all through cell phone that people would get a hold
right,
of me.
Right.
I would see their number come through, and I had a nickname too, it was Dr. Claw, and they would say, Dr. Claw, hook it up, I'm on the corner of Lormer and whatever. And I would see a 508 area code come through, so I knew it was a New Englander. I'd be like, oh, here we go, this guy knows his lobster rolls. So.
And you would, did they come to you or did you go to them?
Well, at first they came to me, and I was having like these small little servings in my basement apartment. But then I actually got busted by the fire department because I had so much propane that I could probably have blown up the building times two. My landlord actually didn't know what was going on, and he lives above me. So we had a very awkward conversation where I told him I was running this illegal lobster roll business out of his basement. And he actually didn't say to stop. What he said to stop doing was to have, you know, he didn't want people coming down to dine there. But he was happy enough to have me continue cooking illegally. So I had to move the operation out onto the street. And that's actually where the whole sort of, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but the sort of drug dealing persona came from. And so people would hit me in the street with a $20 bill rolled up, you know, and it was a secret handshake. And off they
would
come.
Yeah, but you gained quite a name in New York City. I mean, these lobster rolls were knocking people out. And, you know, we're in this lobster roll period where across the country, not just on the coast, lobster roll joints are opening up. So I figure you're from New England, you're obsessed. What is a great lobster roll?
Okay, so you really want to get me going on this one?
Yeah.
Is this a two-hour interview? I hope so. Simplicity is key. And I will also say some not-so-popular things like high-fructose corn syrup is also key. Your bun has to be very sweet. I go with a Pepperidge Farm over the J.J. Nissen.
Uh-huh.
I'm a believer of toasting on the inside, not on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I use just a little bit of garlic and a splash of wine in my butter concoction. I am a huge believer in not wringing out your lobster. After you've steamed your lobster, you have to hold on, preserve all those juices, because you're going to later sort of build up a little, almost like a little bit of a sauce with a mayonnaise. But the trick is that the mayonnaise is not going to be the overpowering ingredient. The lobster and its juices, its extract, is what's going to really flavor it. And the other thing is proportions, because it has to dissolve in your mouth in that crunchy, amazing bite. But I also think that if you overload your lobster roll, you might impress people, but you're not getting the proportions that are right, because you have to be able to lift it in your hand and take that bite. So
uh-huh.
I see them in the city spilling over with all these horrific garnishes and lettuce in there and bits and pieces, and I'm like, that's wrong, because you have to eat it with a fork. And then if you put celery anywhere near a lobster roll, you've automatically destroyed it, because now it tastes like celery and not lobster. And I also am a believer in, you know, you have to steam your lobster. I build up a little concoction so it tastes like the sea when I dip my finger in there.
Uh-huh.
An inch of salt water with some seaweed in there. Or if you don't have seaweed, I throw an onion in, garlic, salt, and a little bit of pepper. And that's it.
And then you steam over that.
And then I steam it, and then I take the lobster out a little bit on the raw side, because what I do is I like to throw it for a few, just a minute, on the skillet, not to bring it up to, like, you know, piping hot,
yeah,
just sort of a medium, so that it's just above room temperature, because that's really when the flavor is released. And that's it. And I think at first most people are actually sort of bummed out when they first see what a lobster roll is, because they think it's going to be this high cuisine Asian something, you know, I don't know. And then they see that it's in this nasty New England hot dog, and it's just all stuffed in there. They have a whole different idea of what they're about to get. But everyone will agree with me who likes lobster that it is one of the most unbelievable bites on earth, like something you will remember for the rest of your life.
I have to agree. I mean, I've right? been there and done that, and I will do it again as often as I can.
Yeah.
Ben, thank you for talking with us.
Absolutely.
Ben Sargent is author of The Catch, Sea to Table Recipes, Stories, and Secrets. And that infamous Dr. Claus lobster roll recipe, well, that's now on the website, splendidtable.org.